All right, so I'm going to start it out like this. Forgiveness is about how God forgives us, but also about how we forgive each other. Forgiving can be hard when someone hurts us. To help us along, we're going to look into the Bible about speaking about forgiveness. Amen? All right, who's got Acts 2:38?
Peter replied, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
Amen. Amen. Did you really understand what he said? And don't think that I'm going to read it again. So listen, love. Listen the first time with your ears. Second time, listen to it with your heart. Amen. Peter said to them, "Each one of you must turn away from your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ so that your sins will be forgiven and you will receive God's gift, the Holy Spirit." Amen? JC.
"But if we confess our sins, then He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness."
Amen. 1 John 1:9. "But if we confess our sins to" who? God. "He will keep His promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all wrongdoing." 1 John 1:9. Ephesians. Went somewhere else. Way over here. I believe you got Ephesians, bro. Huh? You got Matthew 6? All right, we got Ephesians right here. Anybody else got Ephesians? All right, I got it. "Get rid of." That means get rid of it. "All bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead," you ready? "Be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ our Lord." Ephesians 4, 31, 32. All right, little brother. Which one did you read, homie?
6:14.
Pretty cool. I'm going to read it the way I got it, because that one threw me way off. "If you forgive others the wrongs they have done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive the wrongs you have done." Matthew 6:14-15. Amen? Hey, man, y'all sound like you're done tired, man. What up? All right, Matthew 5, 23-24.
"As for many, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift."
Amen. So, if you are about to offer your gift to God at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. It don't say put it on the altar. Lay it in front of the altar, because you got to get right. "Go at once and make peace with your brother, and then come back and offer your gift to God." Amen?
Amen.
Amen. James 5:16. Kyle. Amen. Amen. So again, first time around, listen to it with your ears. Second time around, place it on your heart. Amen. So then, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you will be healed. The prayer of a good person has a powerful effect. Amen. Who got Colossians? There you go.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
Thank you. You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. So then you must clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with one another. Did you get that word? Put up with one another. Be tolerant with one another and forgive one another whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven you. Amen?
Amen.
Acts. Who got Acts?
3:18-20.
Acts 3:18-20.
But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all prophets,
saying that,
okay, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed to you for you.
Amen. God announced long ago through all the prophets that his Messiah had to suffer. Just pause there for a minute. He had to suffer for us. He was sinless. The only one ever sinless was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? What are you not forgiving yourself about? God announced long ago through all the prophets that his Messiah had to suffer. And he made it come true in this way. Repent. Then and turn to God, and that so that he will forgive your sins. If you do, see, you got to do it. It says, if you do, you got to take an action. You got to do it. If you do, times of spiritual strength will come from the Lord, and he will send Jesus, who is the Messiah he has already chosen for us. For us. Matthew 6:12.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Forgive us the wrongs we have done. As we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Family, it's a unique night for me tonight. Very unique. It's about forgiveness. It's about a life that I never thought I would have before. For those that don't know my story, I'm a sinner saved by grace. I got a 25 to life bit, did 12 and a half years of it. I was facing 104 years to life, and God found grace and gave me 4. I've been clean and sober now for 13 plus years. When I walk into the courts now, I don't walk into the courts like this. I'm allowed to go into the courts now, and they ask us, Marvin, Lyle, Kayvon, myself, to talk to those that are still in the jury box in orange. Why? Because we have integrity now. And the courts allow us respect. But we have a room full of people here that are mentors. Every mentor in here, raise your hand, please. Each and every one of us in this room want you to have the exact same thing that we have, and that is forgiveness from Christ and freedom for your life. I bore a child 40 years ago. On this date, January 14th, I was in a waiting room for that young man in the corner over there. That's my blood son named Gabriel Lee Cooper. He didn't know what I was going to do, but he had a pretty good idea. And so throwing him out to the wolves, so to speak, was what I did at that time. And I made him raise himself. I made him do things in his life that no child should ever have to do, raise himself. Now, by God's grace, he had some good influence, but he had to raise himself without his biological father. A year and a half ago, on my daughter's birthday, who is this young lady here in the glasses, she is my daughter, Shauna, and this is my wife, Kelly, right here. He reached out to me and he said, "Hey, I need help. Can you help me?" Family, today is my son's 40th birthday. And I want to wish him a happy birthday. I might have missed a few, but I love you. And it's his favorite cake, German chocolate. Why do I do what I do? Because I want you guys to do what you need to do in your lives. I want you guys to understand God is in the business of healing relationships. Josh, you know where it is. So, as we prepare our hearts and our minds to exit that building out there, God placed something for Gabe and my relationship. He's an extremist. He goes full throttle. He's a leader of crews for fire departments and forestry service, and he is the one on the front lines that cuts fire lines and stuff. And when he came back out here, I knew his passion was still in the trees, so we hooked him up with this guy named Kenny, and he still does trees. But we wanted to get him something to start his own career, so we bought him a chainsaw. And I want my son to pursue his dreams. Yeah. Yes, I'm not done yet. But the main reason for the topic on forgiveness tonight is my son forgave me. A couple weeks ago, about a month ago, we do a family devotion in our home every Thursday night. My beautiful wife here leads a really amazing study as well as cooks an amazing meal. My son handed me a handwritten letter. And he forgave me. And he said something to the effect of, "I never thought I would say, I forgive you and I love you." Oh, yeah. Family, tonight's the night. Forgive yourself. Amen. Allow the relationships to build. Because my daughter now has a big brother. My wife now has a stepson that's just a little younger than her. But Jesus loves me. This I know. I got blessed. All I can say is I got blessed. You know, I'm blessed. All I can say. So tonight, again, I want to start something at Faith Base that I'll take to the board when we get an opportunity as board. But I believe on the first Monday of every month, we should celebrate birthdays. I believe that there's an inspirational part of us here that we are family. This is what my son calls his home group. And I wouldn't have felt any better than to do what we did here tonight with his family. So I thank you guys for speaking into Gabriel and my life, because this is what life's about when you're not doing the dope. When you're not drinking, when you're not acting a fool, this is what can really happen, and it's one of the most picture-perfect opportunities for all of us to share in. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to close tonight with a couple of quotes. Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future. Paul Bowes. When you hold resentment toward another, you are bound to that person or condition by an emotional link that is stronger than steel. Forgiveness is the only way to dissolve that link and get free. Catherine Ponder. The remarkable thing is that we really love our neighbor as ourselves. We do unto others as we do unto ourselves. We hate others when we hate ourselves. We are tolerant toward others when we tolerate ourselves. We forgive others when we forgive ourselves. We are prone to sacrifice others when we are ready to sacrifice ourselves. It starts right here, right here. This is a faith-based meeting. I have no problem saying my power is in Jesus Christ our Lord. The reason you all came here tonight is because you know it's a faith-based meeting. Mick, Bob, Gonzalez, when they started this, and Carl, excuse me, I'm sorry, I looked right over. You're so short, Carl. I'm sorry, man. I love you, Carl. But when these men got together and said, hey, we want to make a difference for those that are struggling, this is what they got. Give them a round of applause. And for Gonzalez's wife, give her a round of applause for all the food she does. And I got a couple more, then we'll pray. And, dude, I'm not going out without singing happy birthday to you, dude. I ain't going out. I just want to see that face glow. Always, you ready? Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much. I love that one, dude. Forgive them. It pisses them off. Oh, sorry, Lord. It makes them upset. Oscar Wilde. Sir Francis. I like this dude's last name. Bacon. I love bacon. We read that we ought to forgive our enemies, but we do not read that we ought to forgive our friends. Ooh-wee. Ponder on that one when you're eating bacon. And we'll wrap it up with this one. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. Wow. So tonight, again, as we close, right before prayer, his name is Gabriel, if you haven't understood that yet. I would like us all to sing happy birthday to Gabriel. Are we ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gabriel. Happy birthday to you. Amen. And in closing tonight, I would ask my son to close us out in prayer. So let's all stand.